This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Constitution Day and National Day being marked across the country today. Prime Minister Susila Kharki pledges government's commitment to youth participation and state mechanisms for effective governance. Physical Infrastructure Minister Kulman Gissing instructs officials to terminate contracts for stalled projects. Narangarh Mugling Road reopens for two-way traffic, and Taliban ban books written by women from Afghan universities. Now the news in detail. The Constitution Day and National Day is being marked across the country today by organizing several programs. On the occasion, the government has organized a special ceremony at the Army Pavilion at Tundikhel in Kathmandu. Addressing the program, Prime Minister Susila Kharki said the government is committed to ensuring youth participation in all state mechanisms for effective governance. Prime Minister Kharki underlined the need to make public service delivery more effective, even by amending laws institutionally if required. She said the recent Gen Z protests reflect the aspirations of the younger generation and widespread dissatisfaction over corruption in the country. The Prime Minister noted that the movement arose due to shortcomings in good governance, development and prosperity, as well as unfulfilled public expectations under the spirit of the Constitution. Prime Minister Kharki also called on the younger generation to support the reconstruction of public property damage during the Gen Z movement and to contribute to the timely conduct of upcoming elections. The ceremony was attended by President Ramchandra Podil, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, Speaker Devraj Kimire, National Assembly Chairman Naren Prasad Dahal, heads of constitutional bodies and senior government officials. Earlier, in his message of best wishes on the occasion of the Constitution Day, President Podil called on all to stay united to realize the aspirations of sustainable peace, good governance, development and prosperity through the Federal Democratic Republic system. He added that the Constitution had set a broader goal to create an egalitarian society based on social justice and socialism-oriented economy. Likewise, the Vice President, Speaker, National Assembly Chair and political leaders, including former Prime Ministers, also extended best wishes to all Nepalese on the occasion of the Constitution Day and emphasized the importance of safeguarding the Constitution. The government has decided to terminate contracts for long idle development projects under the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development. Minister Kulman Gissing has instructed secretaries and department heads to prepare and submit a list of stalled projects immediately. He emphasized that projects cannot be left unfinished due to inactive contractors causing economic losses and depriving citizens of benefits. Pending projects include the Sunkosi Marine Multipurpose Irrigation Project, several major road projects and over 100 bridge constructions. Minister Gissing stated that contracts for stalled projects will be terminated and new bidding processes will be initiated to ensure timely completion. The Narangarh Mugling Road has reopened for two-way traffic after a landslide blocked the route. According to the District Police Office Sitwan, a dry landslide occurred at Twin Kula in Itchakamuna Rural Municipality 5 around 11 p.m. last night. The road was cleared and one-way traffic resumed at 12 p.m., with two-way traffic restored at 7:15 a.m. this morning. The District Police Office added that the front glass of a bus was damaged by falling rocks during the landslide. With Dussehra festival nearing, passengers and patients in Moog district are struggling due to irregular air services. Nepal Airlines Talcha Nepalganj flights have been halted for 4 months, while private airlines are flying only occasionally, citing weather. With poor road connectivity, locals depend on air travel, leaving workers, students and patients in hardship. Officials said flights may resume from next Monday, but residents have urged immediate and regular service during the festival season. Senior Superintendent of Police Ramesh Thapa has been appointed as the Chief of the District Police Range Kathmandu. Abhil Raj Bora, spokesperson for the District Police Range, said the appointment was made yesterday through a decision at the Home Ministry. The previous Chief Senior Superintendent of Police, Biswa Dikari, has been transferred to the police headquarters in Naksal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Taliban government in Afghanistan has removed books authored by women from university curricula and banned the teaching of human rights and sexual harassment. According to the BBC, some 140 books by women, including titles such as Safety in the Chemical Laboratory, were among 680 books flagged for anti-Sharia and Taliban policies. Universities were also instructed to stop teaching 18 subjects deemed in conflict with Sharia and the system's policy, according to a Taliban official. This move is a part of a series of restrictions introduced since the Taliban returned to power 4 years ago. The Taliban government maintains that it respects women's rights in accordance with their interpretation of Afghan culture and Islamic law. Canada and Mexico have agreed to strengthen ties, placing closer cooperation on trade and security as both faces growing economic pressure from the United States. According to the BBC, following a bilateral meeting, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum reaffirmed their commitment to a shared partnership with the U.S. Both countries have faced U.S. tariffs, including 50% on Canadian steel and 25% on certain Mexican pharmaceuticals, while Mexico also faces a 25% Pentagon tariff over border security concerns. Now, sports update. The Nepal national cricket team received an official send-off yesterday as it prepares to face the West Indies in the Unity Cup T20I series scheduled from the 27th to 30th of September in the UAE. This will be Nepal's first T20I series against a full member nation. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, organized the farewell at the TU Cricket Ground. At the event, CAN Secretary Paras Khadka urged the team to perform well against the West Indies and maintain momentum for the upcoming ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifiers. Team captain Rohit Porwal said the squad was eager to make history. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at some places of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, as well as in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constitution Day and National Day being marked across the country today. Prime Minister Susila Karki pledges government's commitment to youth participation and state mechanisms for effective governance. Physical Infrastructure Minister Kulman Gesing instructs officials to terminate contracts for stalled projects. Narangod Mughling Road reopens for two-way traffic. And Taliban ban books written by women from Afghan universities. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.